My name is Akiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Prize or the Price, where I ask you the profound and extremely empowering question, how much are your dreams worth to you? And are you willing to pay the price to receive the prize? And do you focus on what it's going to cost you to achieve your dreams? Or do you just put blinders on and go for it without being concerned with the cost? Most people are more concerned about the price of their dreams, and so most people never actually achieve them because their focus is on lack and struggle. Whereas the champions who do great things and impress us all with their physical, mental, artistic, or business prowess are willing to pay any price for the achievement of their dreams. And I reveal the absolute master key to your happiness and fulfillment, which is that when you have an intention that you are driven to achieve and are actively moving towards that dream, those are the times when you feel the most fulfilled. Because we are all creators here for the joy of creating our dreams and desires into physical reality. And even when you have not yet achieved your dream, you are most happy and fulfilled and full of the juice of life when you are pursuing them. And you are the most unhappy when you are not. As long as you are lazily sitting around avoiding, repressing, and denying your dreams and your immense power that you have within you to make your dreams come true, you will not be happy, content, and fulfilled. And you will eventually suffer from the worst pain of them all, the pain of regret. Bum, 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 bum. So start moving towards and pursuing your dreams now. You cannot afford to wait. Your happiness and your health depends upon it. 65 years is way too long to wait to finally have the freedom you desire. So why not start creating the freedom you desire now? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So please enjoy my video and podcast. My name is Akiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance, and the freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Check out my amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, which is legendary, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, and it's absolutely free, go get yourself one at freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The price or the prize? How much are your dreams worth to you? For some people, no price is too high to pay to achieve their dreams. Whereas for others, no price is low enough to pay to achieve their dreams. And I'm not just talking about the monetary price. So which of those two things are more important to you? Where is your focus? And what are you willing to do or pay or to give to achieve your dreams? For most people, the most important factor in all their decisions is, how much will this cost me? How much money is it? How much time and how much energy will it cost me? They pray to God, the universe, etc. for their dreams to come true, but believe that God is like some fairy godmother and will wave her magic wand and make everything all better and all their dreams come true. So most people really just want everything for free and to not have to do anything to make their dreams come true. And if you're a passionate go-getter like myself, you might think that the majority of humanity are just lazy. But the fact is, most people almost have it right with their laziness. They are almost on the right track with their laziness because life is supposed to be a lot easier. It's supposed to be easy to manifest what you want. And it can be easy to create and attract your dreams to you if you make it easy. And with the right vibrational alignment, you can easily create and attract your dreams and desires to you. So, creating what you want can be easy. So your lazy instincts are spot on, but most people are missing an absolute key factor in the lazy creation recipe. And yes, action is certainly a big part of that, but not as much as you think. Because alignment trumps action any day. What you want is aligned action. What you want is inspired, passionate action, not desperate action. Desperate action only gets you stuck deeper in the mud. So, the desire for the godmother to save the day is almost on point. Getting everything for free is almost right. Winning the proverbial lottery is almost on the mark. But the missing ingredient that most people leave out is their own creative power and their own guidance and their own passionate decisions and focus and a willingness to do whatever it takes and to commit whatever it takes, and spend whatever it takes, monetarily as well as time and energy, to get what they want. But most of all, to commit your creative power to the achievement of your goal. That is the secret of creation. Yes, thoughts are extremely important. Appreciation is extremely important. Focusing on what you want and feeling the feelings of having, being, and doing what you want is extremely important. But the most important secret of success, the most important master ingredient in the creation soup, is the 100% full commitment of your energy and vibration. You must be like the athlete who only sees the finish line, who sees nothing but receiving the gold medal on that pedestal. The most important and powerful key to creating what you want is your commitment to achieving your goal, which means you have blinders on and noise-canceling headphones on. You can't see anything but the prize, and you hear nothing but the cheers and the adulation from the crowd because you are the winner. You do not listen to the doubters and the dream stealers. You walk away from the negative Nellies, the doubting Duggies, and the skeptical Cans and the pessimistic Pans. All that matters is the prize, not the price. The cost is meaningless because there is an unlimited amount of money and energy and resources and even time available to you to achieve your dreams. So, how does it matter when your attitude is right? The price doesn't matter when your attitude is right. So I ask you again, what's more important to you, the prize or the price? For most people, it's the price. If the price is too high to pay to receive the prize, they walk the other way. For me, the prize is priceless. My dreams are worth any price to pay to receive them. This is why I have spent tens of thousands of dollars on books and seminars and online training, because 10, 20, 50, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, and something even more precious than money, my time, is worth the price to pay to receive the fun and the freedom that I live on a daily basis, because I was willing to pay the price. It is tragically hilarious, when I show someone a very inexpensive way to achieve their dreams. But the price can't be low enough for them because they are not willing to pay the real price, which is they must step up and be courageous, and they must commit time and energy, and they must commit to training, and they must get over their fears of rejection, etc. So the monetary price is not really people's real objection. The real objection is most people are not willing to pay the price of their own integrity and pay the price of stepping into their own power. And this is the real prize. Because for anyone to achieve greatness in anything, they must become great inwardly first. They must believe in themselves and their ability to create what they want. Most people do not believe in themselves, so they can't even imagine receiving the prize, which is their own success, wealth, and freedom. And for a person who does not believe in themselves, they are not willing to pay any price because, in their minds, that would be throwing their money away. That would be like betting on a horse that they know is going to lose because it has a broken leg. For me, I would pay any price for my dreams because I will always bet on myself because I know that I am a winner. And that doesn't mean I win every time, but nonetheless, I am a winner and I will always bet on myself. But most people won't bet on themselves because they're afraid to cross the finish line in last place and get laughed at, so they never even enter the race. The only way to get to the finish line is to bloody get off your ass and enter the race. And just like me, you aren't going to win every race, but at least you entered the race. To hit the ball, you've got to swing the bat. And to learn how to hit that ball, you've got to risk striking out. And I guarantee you're going to strike out. But when you're willing to strike out, when you're willing to fail, you learn how not to hit the ball first, which teaches you how to hit the ball and how to hit the ball well. Falling down helped you learn how to walk as a child. Falling over helped you learn how to ride a bike. Getting no's helps you learn how to get yes's. Investing money and even losing money teaches you how to make money and how to keep your money. What you don't like and don't want helps you create what you do like and do want. Unless you're willing to stumble and fall, you will never learn how to master anything. So, how much are your dreams and desires worth to you? The price of success is nothing compared to the hefty price of regret because you repressed and denied your dreams and we're not willing to pay the price for your dreams. And the cost of regret is the most expensive price imaginable. But when you just focus on the prize, not the price, the price doesn't matter because the money and the time and the energy all become available to you. When you just trust and have faith, and just think about the why. How you get there and how much it costs doesn't matter. When you only focus on the prize, your entire journey is a joyful adventure. And all the resources you need to achieve your prize just manifest like magic. Because your source is only focused on the prize. And the price doesn't matter because there is an unlimited amount of whatever you need to make your dreams come true. There is an unlimited supply of resources and money and energy and support and vitality and health and people and opportunities, etc., for whatever you want in your life because your wish is your command. People who only focus on the price believe in scarcity and do not understand the unlimited abundant nature of the universe and their ability to wield the power in their lives. These lack-oriented people only focus on the present, on their current situation. But your current situation doesn't matter. What you have in the present doesn't determine your future. Only your current thoughts about your current reality determines your future. So the key to creating a new future is to only focus on the prize, upon what you want, and pay no attention to what you do not want. And focusing on the price is thinking about what you do not want, which is a lack of finances. The only reason anyone says no to what I offer people every day, which is a platform of fun and freedom and fulfillment that they have prayed for, the only reason people say no is they are focused on what they could lose, not what they could gain. Focusing on the prize is focusing on what you could gain. But focusing on the price is focusing on what you could lose. And when you focus your attention upon the fear of losing, it is guaranteed that you will lose whatever you are afraid of losing, because you get more of whatever you are focused upon. Losers think about losing, so they do nothing so that they don't lose. But by doing nothing, they have already lost. Or they do what losers do best. They quit as soon as things get a little bit challenging, and they blame everything and everyone for their failure except themselves. The biggest reason they fail is because they quit. And quitters never win, and winners never quit. Winners only think about winning. Even if they lose one race, they are immediately thinking about winning the next one. Their eyes are always on the prize. Current reality doesn't matter. The race they just lost doesn't matter. The only thing that matters about the current race is what they learned from it to help them win the next one. Losers compete against other people and compare their success to other people who are quote-unquote better than them, or richer than them, or more successful than them. And losers are quick to criticize the people that they secretly admire and aspire to be like. They only see the differences between them and their idols, not the similarities. Whereas winners are not in competition with other people. They are only in competition with themselves and being better today than they were yesterday. They do not compare themselves to others in the sense that a person who has succeeded more than them is somehow better than them. They instead see the similarities and say, if he can do it, so can I. If she can do it, so can I. A winner never ever criticizes anyone who is more successful than them, but instead studies every move they make to mimic their success. In high school, I was an excellent hurdler. And to become a winner at hurdling, I never ever thought about the other runners. The only thing I thought about was running as fast as I possibly could. No matter how many people I was competing with or how high the stakes were, whether it was just a local competition or a state competition, it didn't matter. It was always only me and the track and the hurdles and the finish line. Thinking about the price would be like me thinking about the other runners, and that would just be a distraction. The other runners don't matter. All that matters is the gold medal. But what's even more important than the prize at the end are the prizes along the way. To become one of the fastest hurdlers in the entire state of Colorado, I had to become that winner inside my head. And that is the journey of mastery. The prize, the gold, the winning, the wealth, the success, the freedom, the cars, the houses, etc. These are just the red tape at the finish line that you cross when you cross it before everybody else. The finish line is really nothing at all. You cross the line, You hardly even feel it, and the race is over. And you get a medal, or you don't, because somebody else beat you to that line. But it's not the prize that really matters. It's the person you must become that crosses that finish line and gets that medal. It's not the big prize at the end that really matters, because that just becomes a trophy collecting dust on the mantle, or a car in the garage, or a house in the Hamptons. Regardless of the prize, they're just things. Fun things for sure, but still just things. And what really matters is the feeling, and the expansion, and the growth, and a heightened level of confidence and awareness. What really matters is fulfillment, which only comes when you are in the process of achieving worthwhile dreams. Yes, you feel like a champion because you won that trophy, or you won that girl, or you won that job, or you won that business, or you won that boat. But even more importantly, and something even more powerful and exciting, is you became the person who won the trophy and won the success and the love and the excitement and the adventure and the freedom, etc. in your life. You became the kind of person who loves and embraces every step of the journey for the prizes along the journey of creation and empowerment. You became the champion, the master of awareness, who is excited about new challenges because you know the massive growth that comes from contrast. To grow your muscles and get fit, you must place stress upon your muscles. You must challenge your muscles and challenge your fitness level. And to grow your life, you must challenge your mind and your beliefs and your perceptions. Without contrast, without challenges, you cannot and will not grow. Without challenges, your dreams will not ever come true, because only you can create your reality. No fairy godmother is going to rescue you, because you don't need saving in the first place. You have the power to create whatever you want in your life, but you've got to go for it. You are your only competition. So are you going to be a wimp and let your past self beat your present self? Or will you be a champion and kick your old self's ass? How much are you willing to pay to make your dreams come true? The only answer is whatever it takes. If someone asks you, how much will it cost me? The only response is whatever it takes. If someone asks you, how long will it take me to succeed? The only response is as long as it takes. And if someone asks, what will be required of me to succeed? The answer is whatever it takes. How much time and energy will I have to commit to succeed? Whatever it takes. Everyone is in their own race. Yes, there are other runners next to you, and that makes it more fun, but they don't really matter. They're only there to motivate you and inspire you to run faster and work harder and train longer. Not to beat them, but to beat yourself. And to discover the prizes along the way. And the biggest prize that you will find on your adventure, the biggest prize you will find on your quest of creation, self-empowerment, and mastery, the greatest prize along the way to achieving your dreams is yourself. Your true, empowered, confident, aware, magnificent, amazing, unlimited, immortal, divine self. The real prize, the ultimate prize that you win on the journey of mastery, is yourself. The gold medal is you. The trophy is you. The billion-dollar prize is you. And the prize along the way is non-stop fun and joy. The prize is realizing your unlimited freedom and power that literally can create worlds. The ultimate prize is reveling in your awesome, priceless magnificence. And how can you put a price on that? So So thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. I hope it has inspired you to step up and be the champion that you truly are and to master the art of focusing on the prize, not the price. And I hope it has inspired you to realize that you absolutely can and will make your dreams come true as long as you remember the success and fulfillment chant, whatever it takes. So when I ask you how much are you willing to pay to make your dreams come true, your only response is, whatever it takes. And always remember that even though no one else can create your reality, nonetheless, we are always there for you, rooting for you, like sexy cheerleaders on the side chanting, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You're a champion and you can do it. So you're a champion and you can do it. You can make your dreams come true. So please share this with your friends and help them be the awesome champions that they truly are and help them create and attract their dreams into their life. And I want to give a special shout out to two of my champion mentors, the great and mighty director of training for my company, Mr. Mark Assetta, who totally inspired this article, video, and podcast from his seminar entitled Pay the Price. And another of my awesome mentors, the awesome, magnificent champion of success, Mr. Martin Ruoff, and his fabulously inspired seminar entitled Prizes Along the Way. Now, champions of success, if you're willing to do whatever it takes to make your dreams come true, then I want to hear from you. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's you and I create amazing things together. Let's work and play together. Let's lock arms and help 10,000 people become happy and free and make their dreams come true. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. My name is Jakiron and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please share this with your friends. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Go to visit me at jakiron.com for lots more audios, videos, and self-empowering goodies to help you become an awesome creator of your reality. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!